Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is season 3, episode 5 of A Wild and Mindful Mess. Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Woo. So today we're talking about what grinds our gears. Or what did you say earlier?
Digs my taters 2 rows at a time.
That's the best. I think I'm going to name the episode that.
Just name it Taters.
Taters. Okay. So we're going to start off with you. What's something that grinds your gears or picks your potatoes or whatever the fuck?
You don't pick potatoes. You dig potatoes. They don't grow in a tree.
I don't know if they like grew up from the ground. You know,
oh,
I don't
Elise,
know.
What is this? What is this plant over here? Oh, that's my potato bush. my tater bush.
Chub, what grinds your gears?
Well, not much gets on my nerves, you know. So
what? I'm sorry, what? Because there's at least 10 texts I have from you throughout a day that says like something is just pissing you off.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first thing I thought about was how I just had to go and return my package to Kohl's because I ordered my toner from Tula. Love them. But Amazon, we got beef right now. Amazon, of course, puts it in an envelope, even though it's a vacuum sealed container. So it requires a tight seal in order for it to work. So the container is cracked because they put it in an envelope instead of a box. And I go to pump it so I can put it on my face. And of course, it doesn't work. And it pisses me off whenever I get a can of hairspray, dry shampoo, spray deodorant, anything, and you go to spray it and it doesn't work. But it happens to me a lot. Does that happen to you a lot?
I got dry hairspray once and it was sprayed all over the box.
That's the only time that's ever happened. Like, I have to check my bottles in the store because I'm not confident that when I get to the car, they will spray properly.
Yeah. You know what? What annoys me more than anything is that when you order something and you get the tracking number, it's like UPS tracking number, you're tracking. And then you're tracking it. And then they're like, dropped it off at your local post office. What the fuck?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Drives me insane. I hate it.
What the fuck? I've been waiting for this package forever. You're going to tell me you dropped it off at the post office at 11 a.m. I ain't giving this shit till the next day. The post office is 2 minutes away from my house. You could fucking drive the product to my house, to my front door. Now I got to wait an extra day. And my mail person never comes at the same fucking time. So I always get my mail from 3 to 6:30.
I've had to pick my stuff up from Walgreens before because they have a UPS drop-off, or maybe it was they have a FedEx drop-off, and they delivered a FedEx package to Walgreens.
I follow someone on Instagram that her stuff is always going to AutoZone.
Because it's a drop zone, I bet. That's
Isn't
annoying.
That crazy? It's like, Hey, I'm going to this parts store to get up all the clothes that I just ordered. Okay.
And you know, FedEx ain't doing no free shipping. So you pay money for shipping to still have to go get it. Yeah, I would have just went to the store.
Fuck them. best delivery place is DHL by far.
I don't even know what that is.
DHL. It's the yellow vans with the red. DHL is good. You always get your stuff on time. It's always like very specific where it's at, but nobody ever uses DHL. Okay. One thing that grinds my gears, 4-way stops. Now, if you know me, you know, most of the shit that grinds my gears has anything to do with driving. I have extreme road rage. I'm not proud of it. I'm not at all, but I have it. There is not one time I'm not in my damn car honking my horn or flipping someone off or yelling, but 4-way stops are the biggest thing for me because people don't know how to use them.
That's like a traffic circle here. People do not know how to use a traffic circle. It's a freaking never-ending circle. Like, why is traffic backed up at a traffic circle?
So
they use it like a 4-way stop sign. That's why.
So we call them roundabouts. Do you call them roundabouts or no?
No, we call it a traffic circle.
Okay. Well, they're roundabouts here. And slowly they've been bringing them more and more here. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm at a four-way stop, because there's a lot of four-way stops in my city. And I think to myself, why are you going to put roundabouts in? Because I think that's going to be even worse, because they can't even fucking work a four-way stop. So how are they going to drive, get in the circle? What the fuck? It's just so dumb. And then like one person going one way and the other person going the other way, they won't go at the same time. No. Mm-hmm. That would be too convenient. So the one person goes, then the other person goes, and then they never go at the same time in the opposite direction. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why are we waiting for one car at a time when sometimes two cars at a time can go? So then we're just waiting forever and I fucking hate it. And meanwhile, let me just add this on real quick before I forget, the drop off and pickup line at a school. Get the fuck out of here. I seriously want to just smash my car into all of them.
They are the absolute worst. Naya told me, that's my youngest, told me that to pick her up at whatever, it was 2:30. So I get there.
What time did you get there?
Little girl, you should have told me that you got out of school at 1:35 instead of 2:30, because no, like, it was so ridiculous. She was like, I thought you forgot about me. I was like, I didn't forget about you, but this is ridiculous. Like, I got here when you got out of school. She was like, oh no, you have to come early. Yeah. Clearly I should have just never left the parking lot when I dropped you off.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's like packed all the way up down the highway.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. It's like that here too. It's fucking ridiculous. And so I had gotten Felicity early today. Don't even get me started. So I messaged her teacher through Classroom Dojo and I said, hey, speech is canceled today. So I'm just going to pick her up at normal time. I get a call at two. So she gets out of school at 3:40. I get a call at 2:27. She gets out at 2:20 on Mondays to go to speech. Hey, she's here. Where are you? I was like, I left a message. I'm not coming, but I'll come now, because now she thinks she's going home. And so I go to get her and it's 2:29. I'm 2 minutes from the school. It's 2:29 and someone's already waiting there for a 3:40 pickup.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. That's how bad it gets. But I hate them. I hate them. This one works a little better than her pre-K. This one is very fast. They have people like waving you on, like the TSA people at the fucking airport. So they have cones and people waving on, and it does go better, but it's still annoying. And the pre-K situation was the dumbest shit ever. And I still stand by this. And I told them, if you want me to come in the morning, I will help you guys out and move the traffic along. I'm still waiting on the invitation.
Not in the winter time.
I don't even care. It wouldn't take that long. That's the thing. I could get them out there quick.
Whatever. Just go do it.
I will.
Just start doing it. Don't tell anyone. Just get the shit moving. And then they'll be like, you're hired.
They'll be like, Elise, why are you here? Felicity doesn't even go here anymore. Like, I'm just helping y'all out, because these people are not smart. It's like, they're all scared.
Get you a whistle.
I will. I did request a whistle.
And an air horn.
And an orange vest.
That'll get them moving.
Yeah. And one of those lights.
The glow light.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you bought it? So what really grinds my gears is that I cannot get more storage on my iPhone without getting a new phone. That is, and then they had the audacity to give me a new phone. They didn't give it to me. I had to buy it. And then they're like, oh, we're not going to give you, we're not doing chargers anymore. Y'all listen to this. This is some bullshit. I mean, like, oh my God. Okay. So we're not going to give you chargers anymore because it's too much plastic and it's bad for the environment. Okay, cool. Like, I can get with that, whatever. But what gets me is the fact that those assholes changed the plug-in port for your phone. So you have to buy a new charger anyway. Are you kidding me? What a dick move. That was like their flex right there. Like, all of y'all complaining about what we're going to do with these no chargers. We'll show you, buy a new charger anyway, bitches.
I know someone named Marcus, just like your Marcus, who will go on a 45 minute long tangent about Apple and how what a terrible company they are.
They are horrible. That was the, like, just don't tell us why you're doing it. Just be like, because we don't want to anymore, but don't make it sound like you're doing something like that's better for the environment when really you're just a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
He just talks. Oh my God. If I let him on here, he could fill up 2 hours of why Apple is shit. But I feel what you're saying. Absolutely. I just like my Apple products because they're so seamless and easy to use, but I think it is bullshit.
Until that new phone drops and then your shit starts glitching because they're like, you're going to get a new phone.
Right. Yeah. Like, it doesn't last that long. I will say, I usually like skip the numbers. So I had a 10, then I got a 12. The 13 just came out. So I'll probably get the 14 when it comes out.
But I'm because I just got the 13.
Oh, you did?
I think. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. You got a 13?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have a 12 Pro.
Okay. I have a 12 Pro as well. So we have the same phone.
What's the big one that looks like a microwave? The Max.
Yeah.
I think it's giant.
Yeah. I didn't get that. It's too big for me. That's what she said.
Oh, I know. I know a good one. The people who say, but we don't have a White History Month.
I can tell. Okay. Those people, absolutely. Also,
men making decisions about abortion.
Yes. About women's bodies in general.
I was watching a thing where this guy, they were at like a talk show, and the guy who's doing the interview is super conservative, pro-life. The guy he's interviewing is very much like we are, very pro-choice. He shows the guy that's doing the interview, a picture of a dolphin that's like 7 weeks pregnant or something. And the guy was like, so you agree that this baby is a baby, that this is a life, that this is a human life. And
okay. So what grinds your gears?
I feel the same way about that. Like with religion, people use Jesus and God to justify them being shitty when really it's just your own opinion that you don't want to feel as shitty about. It's the same kind of thing, just the hypocrisy. And I say that if there's any Christian listeners, which they're probably might be, but
I don't know how
many there are, or I feel like a lot of people have reached out to me about this and they're like, you know, when you talk about your religion, then that makes sense to them, because a lot of people did grow up like that, where Christianity especially was shoved at you. And then you realize when you get older, where you're like, oh, that was not okay. Like, it's weird. It's very weird. It is like an existence crisis. So there might be some people that like identify with where I am now, I guess.
Yeah.
So they will see it for sure about how they'll use religion to say, the reason I voted for Trump is because I'm a Christian and I don't believe in aborting babies or killing babies. Like, that's usually the thing. Because I don't understand how you could be a Christian and have an abortion. I don't understand how you could be a Christian and have sex with someone else's husband, but y'all still do it. So now what?
No, I know, right?
I mean, like, it's just a give and take. Like, they will pick whatever it is, especially men will pick the one thing. It's very easy to defend an unborn baby. It's so easy to defend a clump of cells at 4 weeks gestation. It's so easy to defend these things because they don't exist. And as soon as they do exist, we stop protecting them and we stop providing for them and we stop caring about them, because all I care about is that they are born, because you're a pro-birther, not a pro-lifer.
Right.
And the fact that people don't even understand what they're saying. Like, you'll hear people say, a life starts the moment of conception. And then when you ask them about birth control, they don't even know which birth controls allow conception, because they allow conception to occur. They just make it so it cannot implant. So what you're saying is that I have an abortion every time I take this, every time my birth control works. But they don't realize that, because now that, what do you say? How do you respond to that? Oh, well, not that conception, but another one. What? Like, so they really don't, like, my mom, I told you this before, she is pro-life, but she, I can like, I respect her because she has a very solid stance. She did not put me on birth control when I was younger, even though I needed to be on it. She did, because I told her I wasn't having sex. And her whole thing was, is that if she put me on birth control, you know, that's her condoning it. And I need to be knowledgeable about what I'm doing to control my birth. Because if I end up being a pro-lifer, I would carry on tremendous around amounts of guilt for taking that birth control. If I truly believe that, like, that would be devastating. Instead, I carry around guilt because I had an abortion. So, I mean, it's whichever way you want to look at it, but she feels she is knowledgeable and educated on these things. So I can respect her.
White men. Okay. What grinds my gears? A lot of white men. What grinds my gears is, okay, not all of them. I'm sure there are some great white men out there, but here's my issue. Now they're the victims. I've talked to so many guys because, you know, I'm dating, or I did date and then I paused. Then I got back on actually recently. And then I paused again, cause fuck them. But I have talked to so many, they're just like, privilege. I have no privilege or entitlement. White guys get all of the bad rap right now. I used to live in a trailer. Like, fuck you. You are a white man. You got a white dick. You can make more money than me. Yeah, a white man in this country can make more money than me. And he didn't even graduate high school. So fuck you. Fuck.
You know what's funny?
What?
Marcus didn't graduate high school.
Okay. He graduated medical school, you asshole. And while I'm at it, let's lighten it up a little bit. What grinds my gears is when I work in an office and people say good morning.
Good morning. I don't like that. Good morning. And I always go like this. Hi. Hey. I really don't like it. And I don't like it when people routinely ask you how you're doing. Do you care? Do you care how I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't care. Just stop asking me that. Like, yeah. And when I go home, I always run into someone in, like, home where my parents are, and they'll be like, they'll be like, oh, you're back in town. And I'm like, I'm just visiting. And they'll say, well, how's your mama? You see my mama more than I see my mama. Like, what? Like, stop. She comes in this grocery store every week and you're just like, how is she doing? As if you didn't just bag her groceries like 3 days ago. Oh my God. And it's always small people talk. I went to school. Yeah. It's like people I went to school with too. And I'm just like, come on. You don't care. You don't care how my mom's doing.
Yeah.
You don't care.
I don't get that. That's a Southern thing.
Oh, these people don't care. They don't ask.
They don't like they, if I ran into someone from high school, not one time would they ask me how my mom was.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the South. And they'll ask you all about your fertility. Well, when are you having kids? Or when you're at a funeral, have you seen the memes where you're at the funeral and the next time I go to a funeral and some old lady tells me, or no, goes to a wedding. Next time I go to a wedding and some old person tells me you're next. The next time I go to a funeral, I'm going to look at an old person and be like, you're next.
Yeah. That bugs me. That bugs me, the whole, like, after you get married, when are you going to have a kid? And then you have a kid, when are you going to have another kid? And it's like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Or they'll be like, when Everly started rolling over and I was like, oh, she's on the move. And they were like, she's moving out of the way for a younger brother or sister.
Oh God.
No, she's just rolling. She's just rolling. Cause that's what babies do. But okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then something just, I guess, just randomly in my life, what grinds my gears is, you get ghosted so much when you're interviewing for companies. Like, I've been ghosted one time in dating and it was just the weirdest. I didn't even meet. No, two times, two guys I didn't even meet. It was like the weirdest fucking thing anyway. But you get ghosted way more from companies. It's like, you know, that's what, weird. Especially if you get to, like, there's always, now when you have interviews that you at least have three rounds, if not four. So you go to the final round and you never hear. You never hear. And I think it's just such bullshit. And as a recruiter or a hiring manager, like, grow some motherfucking balls. You could send out an email that just says, like, sorry, we chose another candidate. Blah, blah, blah. Easy. You don't have to call someone. And I ain't going to cry. Well, you think you're that important? I'm going to cry. And fuck that. Let's just talk about that.
It's unprofessional. It's unprofessional.
Guy. Yes. And men on top of that, they think these women have all these emotions. Like, fuck that. It's like, you know what? You're the one that's crying over shit. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not upset. And stop asking me if I'm upset. I'm not upset. You'll know if I'm upset, motherfucker. But do you think that you mean that much to me and the words that you're saying right now mean that much to me that I'm going to be upset? Mm-mm. No, you don't. You mean nothing.
I was just going to say it gets on my nerves when parents bring their kids to the ER for a fever without giving Tylenol. But what you said too.
It's just so annoying. I'm sorry.
It is. I agree.
Hate mansplaining and
everyone else is agreeing with you.
God. And then lastly for me is negativity. Constant negativity grinds my fucking gears and not having any accountability in your own life. Like, you're just negative about everything, everything, all of the time. And it's always something else. It's always something else. It's, you know, the world just does this to me. This is just my luck. No, bitch, that's your motherfucking mental ass attitude. That's your attitude. You're a fucking little bitch. I hate it. I hate people that are not. Now, don't get me wrong. I get negative once in a while. Yeah, that's normal. But you're negative all the time. Oh,
not me. Guys, not me.
No, not you. But a guy or a person. I say guy. I don't really hate men. Okay. I know it sounds like it, but I hate a particular subset of men.
And of people. Only men.
I feel like I don't run into a lot of women that are just plain ass negative.
I avoid it's
more
women.
Of a men thing.
I avoid them too.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. You are a black hole, sir. I do not want to be sucked into your shitty ass energy.
It's just, it's really bad for people who are empathetic towards others too, because there are times when they're super sad, but the situation may really actually suck. And then you're just like, damn, that sucks, but not enough to be doing all this. And then they're like, ooh, validate my feelings. And I'm just like, ah, no, I'm not doing this. You're going to be a grown up now. Okay.
Just shut up. Shut up. I can't find anybody. This is what I hear. I can't find anybody. These women are terrible. But I'm done with dating apps. Okay. Well, maybe I'll meet someone organically. Oh, okay. So where are you going? Like, to meet these women? People suck. I'm not going anywhere. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Then be alone. That's fine. But don't bitch about being alone. Like, I cannot handle it. Or I don't make enough money. Well, then you should apply for more jobs. No, they're not even going to hire me. I'm not even going to try. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I can't handle it. I got a flat tire and then this happened. I had a bad day. That's my shitty luck. That's just my life, man. Everything bad always happens to me. No. I cheated on my wife. Everything bad happens to me. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's karma.
You just fall. Your dick just fall into her. In and out, in and out, in and out. Like, fuck you. That doesn't happen to you. That doesn't, you happen. I feel like if I could put sound effects in, it would be crickets. I have had a lot of experience with negative men in my life, and it is very frustrating to me, and I really hate it. I really hate it. It is a black hole of energy, and I lived with black hole of energy, and it changed my spirit, man. It stole my sunshine. Won't you steal my sunshine? Do you remember that song? Or you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what that song's probably about.
if your car, if your vagina was a car, which one would it be? Have you seen this on TikTok?
No.
If your vagina was a car, which one would it be?
Huh?
A Honda Civic? A Jetta?
I would say, actually, I would probably say a Honda CRV. No. A Highlander. A Toyota Highlander. Yeah.
They look like a minivan.
It's not about looking.
What is it about?
It's about like dependability, sturdiness, that it runs for a long time, like longer than most cars.
So it's like a diesel?
No, it's not diesel. It's just you will buy it knowing that it's going to last you a real long time. And you won't have to trade it in for another car.
I thought that was a diesel.
No.
No, a diesel is one that like it starts slow. It takes a while to get it going, but once it's ready, once it's warm and ready, it's good. We're good.
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's maybe, you.
It's me?
I don't know. It might be me.
I was like, how do you diesel. Know how my vagina works?
A diesel. But it's not a Highlander. I'm not a Highlander.
What are you?
I would be like a luxury sports car.
That just runs real fast and looks pretty?
No. I cost a lot. Like I'm not a luxury.
A Highlander is very expensive too.
I know. I had an overpriced 4Runner before I got my mom car. This bitch said a Honda CRV.
No, a Highlander.
They're so big.
It's not about the size. It's about that you don't need, when you buy that thing, you know it's going to last you for fucking ever. And it's classy too. It's like real nice. It's like luxury inside. So you get the sturdiness of it, the dependability that you can have forever, and the luxury on the inside. That's exactly what my vagina is.
And then it's, are you sure you don't want to make it like an Expedition? Cause they're built tough.
Mine's not built tough. It's just, you don't need to trade it in ever. And it's luxury on the inside.
My laugh, I'm wheezing.
That's
luxury on the inside.
Luxury on the inside. And you never want to trade it in cause you never need to, cause it's going strong forever.
And it's huge.
It's not huge. It has nothing to do with the size, you fuck.
A Highlander is literally on like the same like axle as an 18-wheeler.
It's not about the size, bro.
So then why not something smaller and cuter?
I can't think of a cheaper.
Cuter. Like a sporty Acura SUV. Like, why'd you have to go...
Well, I'll have to research what cars look cuter that last as long as a Highlander with the luxury inside.
Probably some luxury sports vehicle.
Yeah. So maybe a Lexus.
Yeah. They're nice.
Yeah.
I like those.
So then it's a Lexus. What the fuck ever.
Oh, there's a big difference.
I'm telling you, look, after we're done with this, you need to look up which SUV lasts the longest. It's going to say Highlander.
A Toyota and a Lexus are the same people, though. So you just cut yourself short because you could have been a Lexus the whole time.
Fine. I'm a fucking Lexus. Good the Lord. Biggest,
the one that's the biggest.
Anything to do with size. God. All right. I'm. All right.
It's the functionality.
It's the durability. It's the lasting. It's the lasting of it.
Get a you Jeep Wrangler.
You don't need.
A Bronco. It's a Bronco.
You don't need. This had nothing to do. If you said, what car is your vagina resemble physically? I would never have said a Highlander. You didn't say that. Bronco. I would have said like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
You didn't say physically.
I mean, that's true.
So there you go. I was just thinking, you know, a Highlander is something that you have around forever and you never need to trade it in because it runs really well. And so does my vagina. Goodbye.